AircheckDownloads.com.
You're hearing the nation's 40 biggest hits. This is American Top 40. My name's Casey Kasem, and I count down to the number one song in the land continues.
Number 21.
Former Go-Go Jane Wheedland's first Top 40 solo hit's called Rush Hour. She may be stuck in traffic, but all the lights are green on the chart. Moving up six notches to number 21, here's Jane. Rush Hour, no stop and go for this ex-go-go. Her song climbs from number 27 to 21. Next on American Top 40 is the current solo hit by Rod Stewart, who told Musician Magazine, "Music's always been a professional goal. I get paid to do it, so it's professional. But I love it. I don't consider it work." End of quote. Here's Rod playing at number 20 with Lost in You. Rod Stewart and Lost in You. At number 20, the 45-year-old Londoner climbs six notches. You're listening to American Top 40. My name's Casey Kasem. We're counting down to the Australian band whose lead singer ran for political office, the Australian Senate. We'll hit the campaign trail with Peter Garrett coming up.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
Every week, American Top 40 is heard in the 50 states and around the world on great radio stations like South Jersey's hottest hits, WMGM-FM, Linwood, New Jersey, WITZ, Jasper, Huntingburg, Indiana, Tulsa's 7-in-a-row station, K107, KAYI, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Radio Pilatos, Lucerne, Switzerland. The current hit by Richard Marx, his 4th-in-a-row, keeps climbing, up six notches to 19 this week. Hold on to the nights.
Just when I believe.
Richard Marx and Hold On to the Nights, up six notches to number 19. He wrote it and co-produced it. On American Top 40 in Hollywood, I'm Casey Kasem. And now we're up to the Australian band whose lead singer once ran for the Australian Senate. He's Peter Garrett, the 6'5" lead singer of the band Midnight Oil. Now, Peter's not only a rock singer and songwriter, he's a lawyer, and he's always been politically active. In 1984, Peter ran for the Australian Senate as a candidate for the Nuclear Disarmament Party. Peter told BAM magazine that at first, a lot of people didn't take him seriously. He remembers they said, "Oh, this guy is some kind of bald-headed big giant fruitcake. But I made it clear, you're not going to waste your vote for me. If I do get in, I'll hang in there." Peter's campaign headquarters was actually Midnight Oil's offices, and he recalls, "They couldn't bug the phone, there was too much loud music around. An ideal place to have a political campaign. How do you get in a rock and roll office and try to upset the organization? It's impossible. No room for dirty tricks." The opposition realized Peter could win. He says, "When it looked like we had an unstoppable force, they must have all telephoned one another one night and sort of gone, 'Well, you know, this is no joke anymore. Stop him.' They did stop him. Peter didn't get enough votes to win. Would he ever run again?" He says, "Without being cliche about it, you have a responsibility to yourself to try and participate as best you can. And if that's the way I can participate in the future, then I will." End of quote. If nominated, he will run. If elected, he will serve. Here's the Honorable Peter Garrett and Midnight Oil at number 18 with Beds Are Burning. Midnight Oil and Beds Are Burning moves from 21 to 18, sixth week in the survey, as the countdown rocks on.
The hits from coast to coast.
AircheckDownloads.com.